Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Nancy Bennett, who is representing the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here again.
Nice to have you with us. And the Jamestown Community Piano Association is celebrating a big year this season, the 2016/17 season, concert season. And it's a big year because it was 15 years ago that the piano became part of the whole program, right?
That's right. 15 years ago, in November of 2001, we purchased our beautiful Schimmel 7-foot grand piano and gave our inaugural concert. I believe it was actually, we gave the inaugural concert in November. So November is our big year, our big month in our big year. And so this whole season has been a celebration of 15 years of live piano music in Jamestown.
And this takes place where? Where does the piano like to live?
And the piano lives at the good grace of the Church of St. Matthew's in town. They have graciously allowed us to have a space there and to have our concerts there. It's a wonderful musical space because it has a high wooden ceiling, and the acoustics are quite lovely. And the benches are pretty comfortable, too.
So well, there you go.
We welcome people to try it out.
Now, this is a little bit of a unique organization because a lot of people that come on and to conducting conversations and talk about things that are coming up, talk about ticket prices and how to reserve tickets and so forth and so on. But you've had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 concerts, and there's no charge. Is that correct?
That's correct. It was our mission from the beginning that we would always offer the piano music live and free to the audience. Donations are accepted at the door, but we want anyone who's interested in music to feel free to just walk in and sit down and enjoy a live piano concert. So we've been very lucky to have our audience is extremely generous with their donations, and we found some quite wonderful donors. And the donors have inspired other people to become sponsors of the concerts. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we've been able to do it. And I just hope that everyone really feels free to come in and enjoy these without worrying about ticket prices, because they're welcome.
Everyone's welcome. What a great opportunity, no matter what your interest level is, whether you are a pianist or just an admirer. It's a great opportunity. Now, this afternoon, a concert was held, and a successful one, along with ones that started way back in September with Musica Dolce, I believe, in September. That went well, and why don't you kind of give us a little bit of a recap of the year that's passed?
Okay. Well, we've had a very full season, a little fuller than some seasons, because it is our 15th anniversary. So this afternoon was the Olympus Piano Trio, which included the cellist Ben Capps, whom we heard last year with Vasily Primakov as a piano-cello duo. Mm-hmm. So he's back this afternoon, and it was a wonderful concert. They're called the Olympus Piano Trio because they're all Greek. So they have some Greek flavor in their music, but not always. And we started the season with Musica Dolce, who have been frequent and much-loved performers for us. And Nadezhda Vlaeva was our second concert, and this is her second time in at the Jamestown Piano. I love how she describes herself as a pianist, as in not a fortist. as in the, it's a play on the words pianoforte. She mm-hmm. loves the more subtle, lighter tones. So she says, oh, I'm a pianist rather than a fortist. And people really adore her music for partly for that. The November concert was our big anniversary celebration, and we called in people from all over the community. Our board member Janet Grant played. We had Sam Hollister, who has been playing the Jamestown Community Piano since he was 7 years old, and is now a sophomore or junior at Yale in conducting. He came back and played.
So a real old guy.
He's a real old guy, yeah. He's one of the up-and-coming lights in the musical world, and we heard him first, that sort of thing. And then the Olympus Piano Trio was this year. But, oh, I forgot to mention on our anniversary concert, we had our piano tuner come play. It was such a special thing. Kirk Russell, who has been keeping our piano in good shape for years, under the hood, as it were, finally got out in front of the audience and played a little Chopinata, which is kind of a silly Chopin piece that everyone just loved. And there was a gentle ripple of laughter as he kind of strode off the stage waving. So that was a real pleasure.
Well, I've known Kirk for a long time. Yeah, probably the premier piano tuner in the state of Rhode Island, if not further than that. A wonderful, wonderful man, and I would have loved to have been there for that.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to see at the Jamestown Community
Piano. You never do. But we do have old friends and who just have been real regulars. So the anniversary concert also featured Paul Rosenblum as a solo pianist, as well as Manabu Takasawa, who will have a concert in May, but he played a couple Granados pieces for our anniversary.
Well, coming up February 26th is the next opportunity for our listeners to take advantage of what's going to be happening, and tell us about that one.
Well, we're very excited about our February concert. Victor Valkoff will be playing for us for the first time. The Rhode Island audience heard him this summer with the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. He had a concert of his own. He's a very interesting pianist. He's been described as a lion of the keyboard, and I can understand why, because he takes on these big, difficult, kind of gigantic pieces that can overwhelm a pianist, and he masters them. He'll be playing Beethoven's Sonata 106, which is not an easy sonata to play. It's one of the more technically difficult. It's also one of the more musically difficult, and I heard him play it in Kingston, and I was so impressed that he really wrapped himself around that sonata.
Mm-hmm.
He's also playing a piece that we'll be hearing shortly, which is the Liszt Rhapsody, Hungarian Rhapsody number 2, which is sometimes called Carnival in Pest, which I'm presuming is a town.
Oh, I hope so.
And you can hear the kind of carnival type of changes, different changes in moods throughout the piece that that indicate this kind of variety of activity going on. But he's just, we're very excited to have him come and play for us for the first time in February.
Excellent. February 26th, and that's at 2 p.m. at St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown. Let's listen to that piece that you just described, because it's a little bit lengthy, so we want to get that in before our commercial break. We'll listen to that and then be back with more of Nancy Bennett and the Jamestown Community Piano Association.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Nancy Bennett, representing the Jamestown Community Piano Association, and they have their concerts at St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown, 2 o'clock on Sundays. We've talked about several of the events that took place so far in their 15th anniversary season of their piano, and we just listened to some music by Victor, and you want to say a few more words about his background.
Yes, Victor is Bulgarian, and so he did his training in both Bulgaria and Germany before he came to Juilliard in 2006. and got his master's degree. He's currently, apparently, working toward a doctoral degree at Rice University, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is where Larry Ratcliffe is repairing to when he leaves Rhode Island. So, and I also think that Victor's just, I mean, I hope he keeps up his concert career. I think it's a, he's a stellar pianist.
Well, I think that it was wonderful music, and we want to move along so we can get so much happening with the association. We want to get to this next concert, which is going to be March 19th, and this involves some students playing as well.
That's right. This concert is a concert with Alexandra Matuskin and students. Alexandra was one of our pianists 2 years ago. He had also played at the Kingston Chamber
The music festival at URI, right?
Right, the one at URI, exactly. Yeah. He had his own concert, as well as played an ensemble with some of the other musicians. I heard him there, and I just couldn't believe how wonderful he was. So I never do this, but I marched up to the organizer, and I said, I want to meet that guy. I want to meet, you know, and she introduced me to the person who was representing him, and I also...
You got through the bodyguards and everything.
And he was so sweet. I got to see, to talk to him right after the, you know, the concert. Mm-hmm. He is the nicest man, and he suggested that coming back, he'd like to bring some students.
Excellent.
He is a teacher at the Manhattan School of Music, as well as a worldwide concertizer and one of the most exciting pianists I think I've ever heard.
Okay.
And we've had a long tradition of wanting to have student concerts as part of our concert series. Mm-hmm. And we've had URI students. We've also had some winners of the Piano Extravaganza, which we'll have again this year later. But this is our first time trying students at this almost professional, almost ready to go, ready to jump off and have professional careers. This kind of level. So if we have time, I'd love to read this little section about his Alexander's teaching.
Sure.
Do we have time? The Rondo Young Artist Program is a competition that, and I found this little excerpt on Alexander's website. He says, the Rondo Young Artist Program had its first ever college-level piano competition this year, and they presented the winners in recital on Sunday afternoon. What a promising crop of young pianists this is. They all played with great panache and individuality, which is always a wonderful thing to hear. Only two of them are actually music majors in conservatories. Interestingly, they are or were all students of the same teacher, Alexander Matuskin, himself a competition winner of great stature. I know he's not the only piano teacher in New York, but he must be doing something very effective.
Wow.
So so we're very excited to have him come and bring some of his students from the Manhattan School of Music, and he'll play a piece himself.
All right, and we have a piece that we're going to listen to now. It was recorded, I believe, in 2011, and we'll go to that now.
Okay, it's a Scriabin etude. We're going to play a couple of them, but this is just the first. Thank you. That was Etude number 9 in G-sharp minor in Scriabin's 12 Etudes Opus 8. We have two more that I'd like to play of that series of etudes. The second one is going to be number 4 in B major, which is a more lyrical, a softer, more a slower piece. And then to finish up this particular series of the etudes with number 12 in D-sharp minor, which is very Russian and very lush.
All right, we will listen to those and then be back with more.
Thank you.
back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Nancy Bennett, representing the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Nancy, there's a lot of people that are involved in one way or another with the association, and before we get back to the music, I just want to touch base about you and your. How long have you been involved with the association?
Well, I guess it's since 2006. No, actually, I take that back. I was in the first inaugural concert.
Oh,
so I was a pianist myself at that point, a student, and so I played one piece for among, I don't know, 18 or 20 other people in Jamestown who contributed to that concert. And then in 2006, I was working in my senior recital at URI in piano performance, and I was asked if I wanted to present that concert to the Jamestown audience before I did it for my for the test at URI. And I did. It was wonderful. I loved the audience. It was a terribly rainy day, and I had to, you know, like, get ferried across from the peninsula that was covered with sea water. Anyway, and after that, they invited me to become a member of the board, and I've been with it ever since.
So you're a member of the board still?
I am a member of the board still, and student concerts are very dear to my heart, as well as those in the committee, the board members, the other board members.
Excellent. All right. Well, we've been talking about the student concert that's going to be on March 19th. And we want to pick up with a little more information about that.
Right. Well, it will also feature Alexander playing a piece on his own as well as his students. So it will be a combination of master and student concert. And that's why I've wanted to present a variety of Alexander's work. He has such a breadth of work that he is able to share with his students and share with his audiences. Mm-hmm. So we just heard some Scriabin etudes, and coming up there are two pieces that are more contemporaneous or contemporary. The first is from a piece called Winging It, which is improvisations for piano by Corigliano. This is the first movement, and then it'll be followed by a piece by Kapustin, an etude which has a jazzier flavor. So we're comparing sort of a rhythmic, improvisational, almost more abstract sound to a slightly softer, jazzier sound for these two pieces.
Thank you.
well. Obviously, a live recording and a very, very enthusiastic audience. That's a nice thing. And I'm sure most of the audiences that you have are enthusiastic. So there's four opportunities coming up in this season left. We're talking about February 26th, March 19th, April 9th, and May 14th. So save those dates. All the concerts are at St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown, and they are at 2 o'clock. And they normally last for, what, 8-9 hours each? Or about an hour and a half, probably, I would
yes.
think. An hour to an hour and
yeah,
half.
They're an hour to an hour and a half.
Right.
The better the sometimes they go on beyond that, but we try to keep it to that. But I just wanted to say that we have one other element that is crucial to these concerts, and that is our audience. As you said, they are always enthusiastic. They are such a warm, enthusiastic, devoted audience. They make our performers feel welcome. They encourage us in our efforts. They support our efforts. And I want to thank them and just say how grateful we are that we live in a community with so many music lovers.
Well, there
and
you go.
We're hoping that we are cultivating music, more music lovers with this series.
Well, WCRI would like to thank you for all you're doing and keeping this going, serving on the board for this great organization. And we'll love to have you come back and talk about the concerts later in the spring.
That would be great. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. We're going to go out with one more piece, or at least a portion of a piece, because it's a little bit lengthy. But tell us what this is.
This is the Schumann Fantasy in C major, Opus 17. I believe we have Alexander played this piece in his first concert 2 years ago. This is the third movement. It's just a beautiful movement, so please come out and hear Alexander in person.
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.